Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm here with Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, in a special Christmas studio because it's time for...
The Great Gadget Gift Guide. We're back again. We are in Santa's Grotto here in Marconi House, and we have so many bits and pieces, and it is like Christmas morning. I see you didn't wear your Christmas jumper, though, Pat.
No, I didn't, but the shirt is fairly Christmassy.
That's festive, yeah.
Anyway, look, we have divided it into different sections. So yes. The kind of smaller gifts first, then the medium-sized one, and then the fabulous.
The notions. We love a bit of notions, and what we've done this year is incorporated not only what you could buy for a loved one, but also if you want to hashtag treat yourself over Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or indeed in the January sales.
Now, many of the prices we have will be Black Friday prices, so you buy now or pay more a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Also, we'll be mentioning where you can get a lot of the stuff. That's important. So people will be emailing you for the next 3 weeks. Where did you get that? Where can I find that? So, shall we start?
Let's jump on in. And the first thing is, we're starting small, we're starting affordable. This, and if you're watching us actually on YouTube, go to youtube.com, search for News Talk, and we are live. And you will see Pat is holding up the 8-tree smart plug. This is one of the most used gadgets in my house. It is one of my favourites. It's a smart plug. It's $870. I bought mine on Amazon. And the idea is that you pair it to your phone, you put it onto your home Wi-Fi network. And if you have a Google Home, if you have an Alexa, all of that, it will connect up, making your devices smart. So this one that you're holding now usually lives in my hall, in my house.
And this is very inexpensive.
Very inexpensive. But I think if you have, say, an office KK or a family member, and you've got a small budget for a KK, you know, 15, 20 quid, this is a great little gift.
Yeah. Also, I mean, you're on holiday, you want to flick off lights in different rooms to pretend you are there.
Yep.
This is the ideal device.
And it's also great if you're lazy like me and you go upstairs and you realise you haven't turned the hall lamp off. You can just go to your phone, hit it, and it'll turn the lamp off for
now,
you.
This is the next device. I suppose this is probably the best way to hold it.
Yes.
What exactly does this do?
This is a playeasy.ie drawing tablet, and this is designed for young children. So you know the way kids see us on our phones and our tablets and they want ones of their own. This is a very small device. It comes with a stylus attached, which is fab, and they can just doodle. They can practice holding the pencil, gripping the pencil, writing their numbers, writing their letters, doodling, all the rest.
It's as light as a feather. So is it strong? Is it durable?
It is durable. The material of it is fantastic. And what's great is that the battery that enables it to kind of erase comes pre-installed. There's nothing to it. It's so handy to throw in the backpack, in the back of the car. It keeps your young people happy. And it's an Irish business. So again, that's playeasy.ie.
Now, many people will have power banks, and some of them last forever, others less so.
Yes.
So you've selected one that will stand the test of time.
Yes, and this is by Xiaomi, and it's a very neat little device. It's about the size of a mobile phone. It's a 10,000 milliamp one. It's €20 from Vodafone. There's 20% off at the moment.
Now I have to check USB, USB-C.
Exactly. So you can charge up to 3 devices at any one time. And it does have the 2-way fast charging as well via USB-C. So essentially, if you get it even 50%, you're going to get a day and a bit out of your phone, the majority of phones. So this is great value. These used to cost, you know, 90 to 100 euro for a proper power bank. So for 20 quid, I think it's a great little gift.
Now, you sent me details of everything you have on offer.
Yes.
And a bullet camera. What is that?
It's not what you think. This is a very small indoor camera. It is the Teipo C100 indoor camera, and it's shaped kind of like a tennis ball sitting on a half circle tripod. It's an indoor camera that you plug in, and it gives you incredible vision and view of what's going on in your house. So it's 1080p full HD, and it's essentially a security camera. So if you wanted to have one, say, pointing at your garden door or your kitchen door to see who's coming and going.
Now, it's mains powered.
It's mains powered.
So you have to have some sort of mains available to you wherever you want to put it. I'm just feeling it. It rotates up and down and also through 360.
Exactly. And what's great is when you have this paired to the app, you can zoom in. So, you know, if you see something moving across the kitchen floor or whatever it is, you can zoom in. And what I love about this is it stores the recordings on a micro SD card. So you can store up to 16 whole days on a 128 gigabytes SD card. So that means you're not having to pay a subscription fee to get access to stuff being stored in the cloud. Again, it's $24.95. It's available from 3.ie.
Now, I picked up something and I'm kind of wondering, what is this? It's just rectangular. It's about 3 inches by 1¾ inches in old money. You work that out in centimetres. So what is this?
This is a card protector. It's by a company called Valenta, V-A-L-E-N-T-A, and it uses MagSafe. So you know the way Apple had MagSafe technology? Yeah. Well, now Google phone devices have them as well. And so you can connect it up, and what it does is it locks in place, and that way it's not going to budge. Your phone will hold on to your cards. And the idea with this is the material that's around it will have RFID blocking. That means that if anyone comes up and tries to tap your cards or anything like
that.
So
even though it is magnetic, it doesn't interfere with the cards that are contained therein.
You could put a hotel key in it and it would work because of the casing inside. Again, it's really, really nice. It's £40, available from 3.ie. It's a very slick way to have your debit card, your credit card, your Leap card, all the bits and pieces in one place.
Now, you have invited questions and let's go through some of them.
Yes.
Geraldine asked on Instagram, I'm looking to buy a tech gift for a new home owner. Mm. What would you recommend?
The bits and pieces, so I moved into a house last year and the things that I have found most useful have been the Google Nest doorbell. That's what we have. That's a video doorbell. Again, there are great offers on those at the moment because of Black Friday.
Now, when you're using that remotely, one person I know has something like that. I'm not sure which brand it is.
Yeah.
There was a kind of a 5 second delay.
Oh.
You know, before they saw the person.
Well, what's great about the, and what I found in my experience of using the Google one, is that the second I have set up a perimeter because of GDPR, I've set up a perimeter. So when someone walks within a certain distance of my front door, I get a notification on my phone before they ring the doorbell. So I'm getting notifications. Even if I'm here in work and the post person comes or a delivery comes, I'll get the notification. You can talk back to them. For me, that is just a no-brainer.
If the nosy neighbour is coming, you can pretend you're not in.
I do that all the time. I don't think I've ever answered my front door, but it's great and it's extra peace of mind. You can get a wired version or a wireless version. We got the wireless version and it just means you have to charge it every few days, but I'd be lost without it.
Okay, the next question. Any recommendations for a smart speaker that's easy to connect for use by an older person?
Yeah, again, I would look at the Google Nest, which is the Google Home, the new name for Google Home. They've a few different shapes and sizes, but the setup is fantastic. All you need to do is have the Google Home app on your device.
Does it matter what phone you're using? I mean, if you're using iOS or using Android, does it matter?
It doesn't matter. What you do need to have is a Gmail address. So if you're setting it up for an older person or if an older person is setting it up, the only thing they need to have is a Gmail address. You download the Google Home app, you just put in your email address and then it's connected. It's hooked up to your Wi-Fi. It'll play music, it'll play the radio. You can ask it questions. I ask mine every day if I need to bring a coat, for example. They are very, very easy to use.
Okay, next one, and we may have covered this a bit. Do you need to buy Google's specific smart plugs to work with Google Home? I want to make the house smarter, but I'm not sure which brands work with each other. That's from Aidan in Stillorgan.
So what's great is that you don't have to buy Google specific ones. This goes for the light bulbs, all of these smart accessories. Back in the day when this first came out, you had to buy within the same ecosystem. So the smart plugs that we just mentioned there will work. I have bought non-branded, non-Notion branded light bulbs. They all work with the Google Home.
Okay, it's interesting that they got their act together early on. I mean, we see the problem with Android chargers and iOS Apple chargers. They finally got that together. Mm. But it seems like all this interconnectivity has been well established, like at an early stage.
Yeah, I think that the impression was that the uptake of the smart speakers, it wasn't going to work if you had to be loyal to just one brand. Yeah. From an affordability point of view, from a competition point of view, the light bulbs that I bought were, I think they're Energizer ones. So what I did was just download the Energizer app, put the light bulbs in, pair them, and then you add that to the Google Home app. So it's all very easy to
do. Another question, the last question for the moment. We'll invite more questions, of course. My daughter daughter has an iPad and is asking Santa for a stylus. Mm. Is there one in particular that is good for drawing and potentially writing?
Yeah, so what I would recommend here is that you get the official Apple Pencil. They are, now look, Santa obviously won't have to pay, but they are a little bit expensive. It is worth it though, because the way the iPad is designed and the way the nib on the iPad is designed is that they work perfectly together. There are others available. Zag, for example, has a stylus that will work. But I think if drawing is the key and you want, you know, that sketch work, that really fine yeah. pencil sketch work, I do think it is worth looking at that. A separate to this, it's always worth looking on the Apple Store at the refurb products, because years ago when I got an Apple iPad, I bought a refurbished Apple Pencil. I think I saved €30 by doing that.
Very good. And now let's move on to the Canyon smartwatch Jackie.
Yes.
SW69. €50 from Vodafone.
This is one of the more affordable wearables that is out there. So this is a perfect kind of entry level. We all get
that. It looks very smart though. It doesn't look cheapo.
No, it doesn't. And the material on it is easy to clean. It's kind of very wipeable. The interface on the watch itself is lovely. If you have someone in your life who keeps on threatening to, you know, do a 10K, do a 5K, get their fitness up, and you don't want to break the bank, this is a great option. It's from Vodafone. As you said, it's €50. It'll give you insights into your sleep, into your movement, into your activity. And as you said, it's a nice big face on it, but it doesn't look, it looks like a normal watch, I suppose, for all intents and purposes. And then you pair it on.
Now you've got something really cute at €59. I love this. Let me just take
adorbs,
it out here.
Pat. It's adorbs. It's a tiny little radio. Obviously, we're big radio fans. This is called the Little Shelford Portable Radio from 3.ie. It's £60. If any of my family are listening, you can buy me one of these for Christmas. It's gorgeous. The idea here is that it looks like a traditional radio. It has the big speaker on the front, but it has Bluetooth connectivity. So while, of course, you'd be listening to it all day, every day for the radio, if you wanted, you could play music from it, you could stream. Okay. And what's great is, although you can wire it in, it also has up to 15 hours of battery life. So if the good weather ever comes back again, you can bring it out to the garden for a barbecue.
Just a question, can you recharge it?
You can recharge it, yeah. You can charge it up and bring it out as many times as you like. So it's great.
Very good. That's very, very cute. And that is called Little Shelford Portable Radio. Now you've got some earbuds. They're tiny.
Yes, they are.
They're Sony, which is good.
Yes.
And why have you recommended these?
Because again, for the affordability point of view, I've been in the studio with you over the years, Pat, talking about headphones that could be €400 or €500. These are in-ears from Sony, as you say. They are so comfortable. They look like some of the more expensive competitors in the market. They're €59, available from 3.ie. What I like in my testing with them is that they stay in place. So many of the in-ears, they can be a bit fiddly. And so if you're going for a run or even just a walk, sometimes they can fall out and then fall down your jumper. These are very sturdy in a neat little case. Battery life on them is great. You get 22 hours of playback and they're so light. So if you've someone, again, don't want to break the bank, but you want to get them a really good gift, that is the way to go.
And again, you know, there are many Sony earbuds. So this one is Sony WF-C510 earbuds. Mm-hmm. Come from 3.ie, €59.
You can't beat it.
We're going to move up market a little bit in the second part of the show.
Yes.
So don't go away. We've got more gifts, tech gifts for your Christmas coming. That's after this break.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Jess, you've got some more stuff. We've cleared the decks.
Yes.
And we're now moving up market to anything below
150, 160. Exactly.
Okay.
It. And what's great is this year, it feels like there's so much more available in this market. And there should be something on this desk for everybody. A quick reminder, if you are at home, if you're at the desk, you can head to YouTube right now, pop in News Talk, and you will see the bits and pieces. But what I have in my hand, these are the JBL Quantum 400. So these are gaming headphones, essentially. It's a gaming headset available from Harvey Norman. If you have a gamer in your life and they want on-ear headphones that will allow you to have that full sound, they do work. It's USB and PC compatible as well. It works with PS4, Nintendo Switch and Mac.
Okay, now they feel substantial.
Yes.
And yet, €89.
€89, and the mic on it is really good as well. Now, one thing to note about these is that they, although they do work with all of the consoles, you'll only get that quantum surround sound if you are a PC gamer.
Okay.
I don't think that'll impact the majority of people, but I do think they're great, and again, really good value.
Now, to get that toothy smile burnished in time for Christmas, you've got a toothbrush.
We've got a toothbrush because sometimes people want practical gifts. And I often get this email of, I'd love to have space for, you know, all the Notions kitchen gifts, but I need things that are practical. And this here is the Oral-B iO3. So this is a electric toothbrush. It's designed and proven. I love all the stats here. It's proven to remove 100% more plaque. It also has the 360 gear pressure technology. Mm. And I don't know if you have one of these toothbrushes.
No, I don't. I have one of the ordinary Oral-Bs, which kind of grinds away there.
Yeah.
This, I think, well, I switched it on this morning.
Yeah.
And it kind of has a high frequency. So they call it IO micro vibration cleaning technology.
It's incredible. So I have an older version of this. And what happens is if you press too hard on your teeth or on your gums, it'll stop. A red light will appear. And so you'll know then not to put too much pressure onto your teeth and your gums.
Now, the big thing is this is half price.
This is half price in some retailers. This is why it's so important to shop around during this period, right up to Christmas indeed as well. It's available for €98 at the moment, which is 50% off. So again, in terms of a practical gift, I would recommend to a friend.
Next up, we have, again from Harvey Norman, a MazeFit at €99.
Yeah, so this is another fitness tracker. You will see it is a nice looking one. It has an athletic type band. It's very, and this is a gross thing to say, but I've tested so many of these things over the years. It's very easy to clean. So if you've been sweating after your workout, you don't want something that's going to be disgusting, essentially. So this works with both iOS and Android, which is important to note because we know that the Apple Watch only works with iOS devices and the Android.
And if you're gifting it, you know, you don't have to worry about whether what kind of phone they have.
Exactly. Now, what I like about this is that it pairs with an app called Zepp, Z-E-P-P. And that is the hub for all of your health information. So your steps and your sleep and your activity, it does have the activity detection feature, but it presents the information in a really easy way.
Okay.
It'll also give you a sort of overall wellness score for the day. So if you've had a rubbish night's sleep, you might be a bit lower. It's just presented and it deciphers what the information means, because that was a big issue I had with these wearables for a long time, that none of it made any sense.
It's called a MazeFit.
Yeah.
Okay, €99, Harvey Norman. Now, Pixie Digital Photo Frame. Now, we have a couple of those at home from back in the day. This is the latest iteration of that technology.
Yeah, and I absolutely love it. And people, again, if you're watching on YouTube, can you see it on that monitor there?
I made
a little gallery of you.
Ah.
I put it from my personal collection.
I'm getting
of
very nostalgic.
So am I.
But it's a handsome little frame.
It's gorgeous.
Now, the latest iteration means loading up is a lot easier than it used to be.
It's just phenomenal. So I've bought two of these in recent days, one for me and one for my sister. The idea is you take it out of the box and then you download the app that goes with it. It's called Frameo. From there, you put in a code. So it'll give you a secure code, meaning that not anybody will be able to get into your access to your frame. And you then select your images. It is so simple to do. But what is nice is I've created this gallery of you and I now from my phone. But if I give you a code from your phone, you can then add images to the
frame. I could load up onto that gallery.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's a great, I think it's a lovely one, particularly for grandparents. If you're thinking of something to get granny and granddad, get this, upload the pictures of the kids, hand it over to them, ready to go. But then they can also tweak it as they go along.
That's called Pixie. Where is it available?
So this is available from 3.ie as well. It's €99. And personally speaking, I think this is one of my favourite gadgets of the year.
Okay, let's do some of the queries. My daughter has asked for in-ear headphones for when she's running, ideally less than €200. Any recommendations that would be appreciated? That's from Catherine.
Okay, so there's a pair that I'm using at the moment as my main drivers for earphones. These are the Google Pixel Buds 2A. So they're not the top range in terms of sound quality, but they're great. They're around €140. The ones that I tend to wear most often, and they're a few years old, which is good because it means they're a bit more affordable, but I wear the Samsung Galaxy Buds 2 Pro. The names are awful, but they're great. So either of those, they're widely available and they both fall under your price.
When they stick something like Pro at the end of it, is that to do with that the sound quality is much better or that they're much more likely to stay in your ears and not fall out?
It tends to be more features based. If only it was that simple. But the Pro tends to indicate things like the active noise cancellation, the battery life, the enhanced battery life. Some of them will have more features in terms of the controls on the touch of the buds. Some of the more stripped back ones don't have certain features, but either of those would absolutely do the job.
Okay, more questions flooding in. Will the smart plug work without a smart home? Can I turn on the slow cooker remotely? Can you do it directly from your phone without going through one of these Alexa or Google Home?
Yeah, you can download the Tapo you can download the smart plug app. It's not as intuitive as I would like, but it can be done, yeah.
Yeah, someone else wants to know, what's the name of the product that turns the lights on and off? Well, it's a smart plug.
It's a smart plug. There's a whole host of them. The one that I recommend, because I have it in my home, is the 8-Tree smart plug. It's £850, but you can buy a whole host of them. There's plenty of options out there.
Where do you purchase the wireless doorbell and how much is it?
So I bought my one in Harvey Norman, but again, you can get them from all tech retailers. They vary in price. I would look around because, as I said, there are some good Black Friday deals. They're in and around €200, but for me, it is a must-have for my house.
Another one, the answer will probably be Black Friday as well. Can you ask Jess, what's the best budget laptop capable of multitasking at a reasonable operating speed and with decent storage?
Okay, so the key thing to consider when you're buying a laptop for me would be looking at the RAM. So you're saying that you don't like it, this isn't going to be, you know, the latest MacBook. I'd always recommend looking at Acer. Acer do great ones. I wouldn't recommend a Chromebook in your case because you're looking for something that's a little bit more powerful. So look at Acer or Asus. Look for at least 8 gigs of RAM and you can't go wrong.
Okay, now this one, our devices that we put in our home network, how secure are they and for how long do the products offer support and update?
So the majority of the products that we're talking about here, they usually guarantee, I think it's 5 years is the minimum. Some of the phones that we're going to talk about later on will have 7 years. It does depend on device by device. I've had the smart plugs for over a year and they do the job for me. In terms of the security, so you do need to have sort of your own network security. So when you go into your portal on your modem or whatever it is, making sure that you have the password and all that kind of stuff. But it's as safe as anything.
Now, I want to move on to some phones, and from Vodafone, the Samsung Galaxy A16 priced at €139. Again, a Black Friday price.
Yes, indeed. And we always get asked, every Tuesday you and I get asked, what are the best, you know, phones for a first phone? So if Santa is bringing a device to the house for the first time.
That's a lovely phone.
Doesn't it look and feel
premium?
Feels
lovely, looks good. Yes, very premium. And again, the price is only €139.
So it has a 6.7-inch display, 50-megapixel main camera, 2-megapixel macro lens, a 5-megapixel ultra-wide lens, 13-megapixel front camera, and a 5,000 milliamp battery. What I would say, though, and this is my top tip, if you take nothing else from today, if Santa is bringing a phone or a tablet to the house this Christmas, put in small writing at the bottom of the letter, ask the elves to set up Google Family Link. They'll already know mum or dad's email address, but that just means that on Christmas morning when the phone is set up, it's good to go, but also there's parental supervision measures in place, and it's just much easier if they take care of that in the North Pole so you can have a stress-free Christmas morning.
Now, what is One Sonic Studio Pro?
Yeah, these are headphones that from an Irish company. We featured them a number of years ago and they are now back with on-ear headphones. We reviewed them in the studio a few weeks back.
Now, these are significant. They feel...
Yeah.
Quality.
They feel quality, but they are so comfortable. If you give the cushion on the ear cups a bit of a squeeze, you will see that they are plush and they are lush.
Yeah. Now, one of the interesting things about this, which I haven't seen on many headphones, is left and right. You know when you grab a set of symmetrical headphones and you don't know which one is going on your left ear or your right ear? It's writ large.
You
cannot make a mistake here.
No. And the reason for that is because of the controls that are on the cups. So if you put them on the right way, you are ensuring that you're controlling them in the right way. They have a Black Friday deal at the moment. These are usually $199. They're down to $149.99. Again, another brilliant Irish company. Sound quality is great. They have active noise cancellation. I wear them in the office all the time and would highly recommend.
Now, we looked at the Galaxy A16 a moment ago from Vodafone. Again, Vodafone have sent us another phone. This is the A17 Galaxy. So what's the difference, say, between those two phones?
So this is a bit of a step up. The screen on the A17 would be slightly better.
I've got the two of them side by side here, and let me see the difference. This precious
little difference. The 17 is slightly thinner. The cameras on it are slightly boosted up. You're getting the full HD Super AMOLED touchscreen. You've got your really good cameras on the back, a 13 megapixel front camera. Also, these two phones, because they're Samsung, you're guaranteed your updates from Google from the Android point of view. So again, for £170, you're getting a really beautiful looking phone, 5G capability. And I just think for the money, it's a no-brainer.
Okay, so we've been talking about gifts up to about the 150, 160 mark.
Yes.
We're going to go up market.
We're going pure notions now, Pat, and I'm so excited.
All right, we shall do that after this break.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And welcome back to our gift gadget guide for Christmas. And we've moved up market. We're gone beyond €160 into, well, the sky's the limit, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, before we do that, I'll ask you a couple of questions.
Yep.
The portable radio that you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Is it FM radio?
Yes, it is.
It's also DAB, but we don't have a DAB service in Ireland
at the
moment.
Yeah, it's DAB Plus. Yeah, so it's DAB Plus and FM. So you'll be able to listen to us. And sure, what else would you need?
This might be a cue into one of the items we have. Have you ever profiled or tested a GoPro for filming walking footage? And any recommendations for another brand? That's from Fergus, who's asking that question.
Yeah, so the GoPros are great. You often see hikers going around them, either with them on their hats or on their chest. They can wear chest straps. I personally don't have one, but I know a lot of people who rate them. The device that we have, though, and we'll come to it in a few minutes' time, might be of interest. It's a little bit more on the expensive side, though. A GoPro is a great affordable option. Also, something else that we have in our list in a few minutes, which is smart wearables that have cameras in them, might be of interest.
Yeah, very interesting, the particular one we're going to look at. Now, the Explora X6 Kids smartwatch, €199 from Harvey Norman's.
Yes.
And it's very interesting because of all the things it can do and the things specifically that it will not do.
Yeah, this is something that I know parents who listen to us every Tuesday will be dying to hear about. It's the Explora X6. The idea is that it has the functionality of a smartphone on the wrist of a child with parameters, with very clear parameters. So you, the parent, can assign 50 approved contacts. So that can be as little as 3 or as many as 50 if you so want. The child can use Wi-Fi to a certain extent so they can take photographs and send pictures and all those little bits and pieces if they so want. There's also an SOS functionality. It can take and make phone calls as well. So again, with those
pre-allocated... Now, what do you do with a SIM card for this?
Well, the good thing is that it comes with a nano SIM pre-installed. So while the price is $199, there is a $5.99 a month fee to run the network connectivity.
Now, a lot of people are thinking... Do I make more than 50 different contact calls every month so I can get my phone for $5.99 a month?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just everybody should be doing this. Mm. I just think in terms of, you know, we've obviously been talking about online safety for such a long time. To have something like this that has such limited parameters, I think is great. And again, €199 from Harvey Norman.
Now, you're a great advocate for Whoop.
Yes, I love Whoop. So Whoop is my wearable of choice. A number of years ago, I made the decision to move away from a wearable that has a screen. I just found that I was on it the whole time. It wasn't serving me well. So I made the move to Whoop. And they also have some pretty decent Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. So you can get the Whoop Peak membership. So that is the 5.0. So that's this new wearable. This is the new one that they launched earlier this year. So you can get that plus a year's membership for €219. It's normally 264 a year.
Yeah, but I mean, why do people want to spend 200 quid on an app that's going to tell you everything when it should really all be self-contained in the watch.
And no. The thing with Whoop, okay, let me just explain.
Okay, explain okay, Whoop. Okay, sell okay. Whoop to me.
Okay, so I have tried every wearable under the sun. And the reason why Whoop works for me is because of the AI and the intelligence of the app itself. So every morning when I get up, I hit end sleep, it processes my sleep, it'll give me a recovery score, it'll tell me key metrics about my heart. I can see Pat falling asleep here beside me. You then go into your little assistant, your Whoop assistant,
yeah,
and it'll say, good morning, Jess. You slept well or you slept bad. It's going to be rainy in Dublin today, so try and get out between 11 and 2. You need to hit this many steps. You should try maybe do Pilates today if you're feeling up for it. It gives you personalised recommendations. It's kind of like having a personal assistant, a personal coach.
So why don't they call it NAG instead of Whoop?
Ah, you're too, you're too cynical.
Now, let us move on from Whoop. The different Black Friday offers are there, but
yes,
this is something that is really fabulous. The next thing,
yes,
because we have a Samsung Frame TV at
which
home,
which are gorgeous.
But this is a Samsung Frame speaker.
Yeah, and this is one of the devices that landed on my desk that I got so excited about because I just think it's such a clever idea.
It's about in size in terms of its overall capacity. It's about the size of an album, a vinyl
a
album.
Record. Yeah, exactly.
12 inch,
it.
Yeah.
So it's $249 from Harvey Norman, and the idea with this is, kind of like what the Frame TV has done, it's made one thing do something else. You could have this on your console table, you could have it in your kitchen, in your living room. It looks like a photo frame. But at the back of this frame, you have speakers that, it's a three-way speaker system that just feeds the sound out and fills an entire space with this beautiful, high-quality audio. You can plug different connectors in, so if you have a Chromecast or something like that, you can also put it onto your wireless network or pair via Bluetooth.
So you can have your Spotify, for example,
yeah,
coming through that.
Yeah, okay. Anything you want. I just think it is gorgeous. And I think the design of it is really clever. And this is where, you know, you see that Samsung design. You can always tell a Samsung TV. I think the design and the functionality is great. And it's lovely to see.
And not cheap. €249 from Harvey Norman at
yes,
the moment.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, some more of the questions coming in. I have an HMD Pulse Pro that works as a portable radio. No external antenna to listen to the radio, and the sound quality is great if in a pouch because of lower frequencies are augmented and the higher ones suppressed. Does that mean anything to you at all?
It doesn't, but it sounds cool.
It does.
Yeah.
Next one. A 12-year-old boy, currently Nintendo Switch 2, looking to move into another gaming app, looking for Meta, Oculus or a PS5. They seem like different gaming experiences. Any thoughts on which one is best?
Okay, so the child is 12.
Yeah.
So the Oculus is something that we had in studio last year. So this is the wearable. It kind of looks like a stormtrooper's helmet. You put it on over your eyes and it has augmented reality in that the games will appear over your real life, what you're seeing. There are some fantastic titles on there. I know some people who have it and they really like it because it's not a console or a gaming experience that you do sitting stationary on the couch. You have two Joy-Cons that you hold in your hands. You can stand up, you can move, you can get rowing games. We did a review on Off the Ball a few years ago and had great fun with some of the virtual reality games. So personally, I think the Meta virtual reality headset with PS5, there's a few different considerations that you, the parent, need to take into account. So not only are you looking at the gaming titles, but you then need to get into the live gaming. So who are they going to be playing against? All of that. So it's worth you doing a bit of research.
It's not just about a product, in other words.
It's not plug and play. There's, from a parental and an online safety point of view, there's a bit more heavy lifting.
Now, one of our very canny listeners says, please check that the Shelford radio, the one we thought was so cute, is rechargeable. I read another review and they said it only has standard batteries. I only want this if it's rechargeable. So this is important to me. That's from Deirdre. Well, we have the box there.
We have the box there. We'll double check it now.
If it says 15 hours, then it suggests that it is rechargeable because the batteries that you buy could...
Could be rechargeable.
Could
we'll
last forever.
That for you. We'll double check that for you and we will get back to you shortly.
Okay, next up we have something that I will never use. And that's a Dyson hair straightener.
Yes, this is the Dyson Corral. So this is one of the premium products. When Dyson got into their hair dryers and all of the other Notion bits that they've brought out over the years, this has just stood the test of time. It's my most used hair gadget. The idea is that it is coated, the plates of it are coated so that it won't singe or damage your hair. There are three different heat settings on it, and also it will auto turn off. What I love is that it's wireless.
That's the point. That's what this is the point of difference, because people are saying, I wouldn't pay over €200 for a straightener when I can buy one for 50 down in the local pharmacy. The reason is it's cordless. And they promise it has a reasonable life, that you actually will straighten all of your hair before it runs out of juice.
Yeah, that bit I would question.
Depends on the hair.
It depends on the hair. I have quite long hair and I look like a lion. But in theory, you should be able to just charge it up, power it on, straighten your hair and put it in the bag. It means that you're not being tethered to a plug socket while you're doing your bits.
Okay, that's €284. Euro, and that's on sale in Boots at the moment.
Yes.
Well, now the spy gear. What have we got?
I'm so excited, Pat, because I know you're not going to be impressed. Those of you...
Why am I wearing sunglasses indoors?
You are wearing the Meta Ray-Ban glasses. So these are smart sunglasses. Mm. They look quite cool. You look like James Bond. But the idea here is that you have hands-free technology on your face. So
what can I do with these?
So you can press... There's a little button on the right arm.
Okay.
And if you press that...
I'm not sure these are charged up.
Yeah, no, they should be. So if you're pressing that, what that's doing right now is capturing content and sending it to my phone. So in a few minutes' time, I'll get a notification saying that the content is on my device and I can pair it. Look, there you go. Straight away, it's coming in here now.
So, okay, but I mean, the difficulty here, you've got someone walking around by the swimming pool, for example, using these in a perverted way.
God, you're in great form this morning, Pat.
Well, do you know what I mean? I mean, are these legal?
They are. So the way I'd explain it is, right, on the front of these devices, there are two cameras on either side. And they have cameras that can capture gorgeous content, 3K video, and upload to your socials. They also have Meta AI built in. There is a notification light on the front of the glasses. So when the camera is live, there's a little light there.
Telling the unsuspecting victim that they're being photographed.
Yeah. Now, some people do not like them for obvious reasons.
Do you remember we had watches years ago with the camera?
The Samsung ones. Yeah, we had matching watches.
Yeah, we had matching watches. Now, they discontinued those, and I wondered, was it a matter of privacy?
Yeah.
Like the men are at the urinal and, you know, the watches, you know, all that sort of stuff. I'm sorry for sounding a bit... You have to be careful about
this. You have to be careful, and you're so right. And I think there is a serious point here, particularly with when people are wearing them. My take on it is, for someone like me, when I'm at CES in Las Vegas, to be able to pop them on my face and capture content without having to take out a phone or a camera, they are great. But it is a case of buyer beware, and also buyer be sensible and sound and adhere to privacy and all the rest of it.
A few years back when we were doing these kind of programs, we would think a phone was expensive at about €500.
Yeah.
Now they're up around, you know, 1,000, 1,200 for the top of the range.
Yes.
And that's where these mid-range, very sophisticated phones come in. And you have one here.
Yes.
This is from Samsung again. And it's different. It's got this white back compared to the ones we saw earlier. What is this one?
This is the Samsung A56. Regular listeners will have heard me recommend this phone a million times. It launched in March of this year, and it is a gorgeous device. It looks and feels premium. Does not look like the, you know, S12 that we would have had a number of years ago. It's just stunning. Again, it has a 6.7-inch Super AMOLED display with 120Hz refresh rate. You have 128 gigs of RAM inside, as well as 250 gigs of storage. It's €409 at the moment, and that's from multiple retailers. I think if you're looking for a mid-price phone, this is the way to go.
Now, we talked about GoPro earlier, and this is apropos of the next product we have, which is the DJI Pocket 2 Creator Combo.
Yeah, this is something this is not for the hobbyists. This is something that is for people like our dear colleagues, Rory and David, who are working with us today. This is essentially a creative studio that fits in one hand. The idea is that the small camera on the front can create 4K 60 frames per second video and 64 megapixel photographs. There's a wide angle lens.
Then at the back you can fix your phone.
Fix your phone to it.
It's an adhesive there to the back here so you can actually look at what is actually being shot by this and control it from your phone.
Exactly. And there's a small toggle underneath here. I don't know if you can see that. And the idea is that you just rotate that. It moves the camera around, ensuring that you're getting all of the shots that you need and want. Again, this is not for the hobbyists, but it's worth noting that it does come with a little tripod. It comes with a microphone. It comes with a whole host of fantastic accessories. So if you're someone who is looking to up your game in terms of content creation, or if you're looking to add to your work toolkit, if you're in this space, it is expensive at €689, available from Harvey Norman, but it is the DJI Pocket 2 Creator Combo.
Well, now we come to the Eufy Omni S1 Pro Robot Vacuuming and Mopping, €1,249. And that's top of the range.
This is this is the most notions we've ever gone. But again, I know households that will look to, you know, sometimes partners will go in on a gift together and it's for the house and it's a practical thing. We have it here in the studio. It is both the vacuum and the mopping system. It has these incredible cameras. It looks like Terminator at the very front of it. It can go around and it can scan. The robot itself, as a vacuum, is incredibly powerful. The suction power is incredible. It can lift debris, also the deep-seated dirt that's built in. Then it has the mopping functionality as well.
So now, we have a different model at home, Dreamy, and it goes around the place and it decides, okay, I have enough dust, goes back to its little base, empties the dust. If it's mopping, it changes the water, sterilizes the mops, and off it goes. And you can send it looking for your pets, for example. If your dog or cat is missing, you can send it around and it'll find your dog. It'll also find your teenage son who's on the couch with his girlfriend. Anyway, but do all of that remotely.
You've got your own little RoboCop. So yes, it'll clean, but it has that 3D matrix eye technology, what it's called, and it goes around, it creates a profile so it maps where it's going. Obviously, the downfall with a robot vacuum is it can't do the stairs, but in terms of going around, keeping your floors clean and hygienic, it also it has a detangle brush, a pro detangle brush built in.
Okay.
So it's not going to get, you know, that massive hair.
Well, when you get dog hairs, for example, around a house, they will accumulate on many of the cleaning devices that we have.
Yeah.
So this will avoid all of that.
It'll avoid all of that. Again, I acknowledge and I'm aware that it is a very premium solution and offering.
I know people say it's a kind of a first world problem cleaning the floors, you know, that you need a machine to do it remotely for you. But
a first world problem is still a problem, Pat. That's my take on that. And I do think anything that makes a difference. We also recently had a Bosch cleaner in the studio, which is a more standard, it looks like a hands-free vacuum cleaner. That is great. That also has mop functionality. What you do there is you swap the head on it. That's around €700. That could be in Black Friday sales too. So again, shop around, but don't be afraid to ask or buy something practical for Christmas rather than just the crack.
Yeah, I saw online, and I forget the model number, but this is one that you can, it'll go up the stairs. It won't clean the stairs, but it'll climb up the stairs so that you can have just one device for a two-story house or a three-story house, for example.
Wow, that's incredible. See, the small things, not small things, but incredible things like that are practical that help you get more done in the house. I'm all about it.
Now, where can people go back to see all of this? Because they'll have forgotten all the model numbers and the locations to buy and so on and so forth.
Fear not. You can watch back on YouTube. So go to youtube.com, search for News Talk, hit subscribe while you're there, but you'll see the full thing. You can also follow us at News Talk FM across all of our social channels and you'll have all the details there as well.
Okay, Jess, thank you very much for all of that. And I just want to remind you that all our items from today, including this one, are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. All you do is search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.